Hello.
Uh-oh, we're getting back. Hold on, we're getting some feedback. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You hear any feedback?
No, I think we're good.
Okay. Happy Talk About It Thursday, everyone. Welcome to the show. It is me, April Halliburton from Offer HR and Business Solutions. I am the founder and president of Offer HR and Business Solutions. We are a virtual human resource business partner. Been in business for a little over 10 years. Our mantra, folks, is business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. We have the fantastic Jessica Pinto all with us. It's always a joy. I've met with Jessica. We had tea together, and she is like the life of the Southwest Chamber of Commerce. I'm telling you, her spirit, her beautiful smile, everybody loves Jessica. And I am so glad to sit down and chat with you. Welcome.
Thanks for having me on, April. And you're right. I think the first time we met, we sat at Tim Hortons for about 2 hours. We're just doing it again on air.
Absolutely. It's always like we've always been the best of friends. She is so wonderful. She has such a wonderful personality. And again, she is like the glue that holds the Southwest Chamber of Commerce together. She really is.
Oh,
you are so welcome. You are so welcome. So I'm gonna tell you a little bit about our Jessica Pinto. She started with the Chamber, Southern Wayne County Regional Chamber of Commerce in July of 2017. As a director of membership services, the responsibilities included recruitment and membership programming. In 2019, Jessica was promoted to vice president of membership services, and she continues to promote the Downriver business community. Prior to working for the Southern Wayne County Regional Chamber of Commerce, spit it out, Jessica worked as a recruiting consultant with Qualigence International, where she engaged in passive candidates for new job opportunities. She's a former intern of the Dearborn Area Chamber of Commerce, graduated from U of M in Dearborn of 2016, and earned her Bachelor's of Arts in Psychology and High Academic Distinction. Again, there's not one person that meets Jessica that doesn't love her. And I'm not exaggerating. She is just like the greatest. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, because I know you're always going and hanging with us today.
Oh, of course, April. I was so excited when I saw that you asked me to come on. So I was like, oh, what a great opportunity to come and talk with you about everything going on here. And I know you've been busy. HR has been crazy the last few months. So
crazy isn't the word, but the chamber, the Southern Wayne Chamber of Commerce, has been huge, huge, huge in supporting the recovery and the maintenance and the growth of small businesses in the Downriver community prior to and continuing through this pandemic. So we're not through it yet, but they've been instrumental in empowering and educating small business owners through this time.
Yeah, it was, you know, this past year was crazy. So we were on the forefront of going, what does this mean for your business?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what does this legislative update mean for my business, especially when restaurants were at 50% capacity? Mm-hmm. And, you know, can I have people in the store with or without a mask? So there's just been a lot of confusion in the last few months. So we've been here just trying to sort out that confusion.
Absolutely. And it hasn't been easy. But again, the chamber has been huge, huge, huge in giving information and empowering, asking questions, holding forums, all of these things that are so key to us getting through this and successfully getting through it. So, and we appreciate you. We appreciate you. So tell me, first of all, how you started with the Chamber of Commerce.
So it's kind of a funny story. So Ron, who's our chamber president here, mm-hmm. I was his intern at the Dearborn Area Chamber of Commerce. And when he was here, he had an open position. And I was actually in Las Vegas at the time. And he sent me a LinkedIn message and says, hey, I have this open position. I think you should apply. And I applied and ended up getting the position. And I've been here 4 years since. So, you know, it's just a fun job to have, just getting out there with the business owners, talking to people. You know, a lot of what we do is networking, so bringing people mm-hmm. together. So it's just been a fun job. And, you know, back when I was an intern at the Dearborn Chamber, I don't even think as a college student I knew what a Chamber of Commerce was. And now I've been here 4 years, so it's mm-hmm. kind of funny how life works out sometimes.
And you always, 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 it's like fun. Like when you see Jessica, it's like, hey, Jessica. And then she can talk, she'll talk to you and will hug you. But then when you ask key questions, she's got the answers. And if she doesn't have the answer, she's going to get you right to where you need. So she really, really, really works on empowering with the chamber. And like I said, this last year has been just crazy. Yeah. But the chamber has continuously gave information and they've deciphered that information so that it's easy for small business owners to say, hey, I have this question, and get an answer as yeah. opposed to somebody shooting you a 6-page article saying, right.
Right. Ron was so great here. He was the one reading through those 6-page articles to make it readable for you. So
exactly.
So he was a huge I'm part of that.
That's what I'm saying. Now, you know, it was really, you know, we got the information during this pandemic, but when we received that information, it was easy for us to understand and to quickly apply it. And so right. that's why I joined the chamber. I met Jessica a couple years ago, but I joined the chamber, and because I've been so busy, I've missed out on so much of the chamber. I miss going to the Sparks.
Yeah. Well, they're back in person. Yeah. So that was the funny thing during the pandemic. We really didn't stop. We just nope. shifted all of our in-person events to virtual. So we were still networking on Zoom, and especially at the beginning of the pandemic, we'd have like 50 people on a Zoom call just because everyone was missing each other.
Right.
And we said, like, I wasn't able to give that hug and say, welcome, come on in. So we had to figure out how to do it virtually. And I think, you know, we're just like a lot of other businesses that had to navigate that direction.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're back in person.
Right. And so, and then I was talking to Ayana the other day, and we were talking about the Sparks, and I said, oh my goodness, I've got to go back to the Sparks. I meant to get to the Spark over at Taylor Heritage.
That was nice. Yeah, it was outdoors at the conservatory garden.
Yes. And those are the kinds of that I really miss, because, you know, I'm a homebody. I'm an introvert. Look, I don't care what anybody says. I'm an introvert, but I've always enjoyed going out to the Sparks and the different events and meeting and networking and being able to answer questions and things like that for small business owners, which is one of the key things that the Chamber is a huge resource.
Yes. And then you've been one that's joined on our HR roundtables, and you're always a good person to have on there to chime in the conversation.
Yeah, right. Because again, we have to be there to answer those questions, because the questions come up like this. And you know, when a question comes up for a small business, it's like, oh my God.
Right. Because a lot of these small businesses don't have their HR department. So they are relying on, you know, us right. and companies like you to get them through.
Yes. And I'm glad that I can be helpful and be a resource and be a huge resource to small business owners. And I love working with the chamber and meeting Ron, and just everybody just always makes everybody so warm and welcome.
Yeah.
Yes. So now tell me the chamber. So just explain it, kind of what the chamber is for those that say, oh, I know what the chamber is, but don't really know.
Yeah. Well, some people go, oh, that's an old school thing, you know. So the Chamber of Commerce, we do a lot. So we do a lot of different networking events. So you can come out, meet some business owners, pass that card, get some exposure that way. We do a lot of advertising on our social media pages. So you're maybe like you, the introvert, doesn't want to come out to events. We can still help you by sharing your stuff, you know, to our Facebook page and Instagram sites. And then we just do a lot for small businesses. So we've, you know, we'll do small business workshops, those HR workshops, just to educate those business owners so they can continue to help grow their business. And then we've been the Downriver Drop-In Center for SCORE. And I know you're a SCORE member, April, so you're a SCORE retired executive. So if you're thinking about starting a business, you can come in and get free mentoring and they'll help you along the way to get that business launched. So and then, too, on the other side of things, I know we already talked about the legislative forum. Those legislative updates, but we're getting you in touch with your elected officials. So if you're one that wants to get your voice heard, we've had, you know, Senator Debbie Stabenow. We've had Senator Gary Peters. We've had Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. We're going to have this Monday, the 28th at 11 a.m. It's Rich Studley, president of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. But some people hear the politics and go, oh, that's not for me. So we also have business forums as well. So we've had some really cool guest speakers in the past. We've had the CEO of Big B Coffee come in and talk about how he took one coffee shop and now there seems to be a Big B on every corner. We even had Olympic gold medalist Scott Hamilton come on and talk with our members. And I had to get a picture with him. I couldn't let him know about that. But, you know, we try to get cool speakers to, you know, just keep, you know, get those business owners thinking and bouncing ideas from each other. And then we're even having in August the TV show on PBS Under the Radar Michigan. We're having the two hosts of them come in and they're, you know, going to talk about travel and tourism and how we're working with Destination Downriver to make it a destination because people don't realize there's so much biking and rail water here.
Oh my goodness. Downriver. I'm from Southwest Detroit and I have Downriver just always has been the cutest, sweetest place. The park down there, is it on Jefferson?
The one in Wyandotte? Bishop Park.
Bishop Park, yes. My our last huge family picnic when everybody was still here was there and that place were all there. That's when we had my grandparents. It's just, if you go down there, you can't not want to go back. Right. And for those that haven't visited, oh my goodness. All of those cute little restaurants on the water.
We're just going to say the food down here is so good.
Oh my goodness.
A lot of, like, you know, we'd always come back to small business, but it's a lot of those small businesses, those small restaurants. And I swear they have the best food.
Yes, they do. And they have the best hospitality. And you go in there one time, they remember your name when you come back. So, yeah, if you have not visited, you know, people think Downriver is, oh, it's way down. No, it's not that far. It's not that far. Yeah, but when you go down there, it's like you're in a whole new world.
It is.
And it's so cute.
When you're on the Detroit River, it's just gorgeous. And then you can even go now, they've opened up the International Wildlife Refuge. Beautiful to go through those trails. And so the Welcome Center, I'm not sure it's open yet. I did a little tour a couple months ago, but it was closed due to COVID. But the trails are beautiful if you can get out there. They even have an eagle's nest, like a full-scale eagle's nest that you can see it too. And they're enormous. I had no idea until I went and visited.
That'll have to be a spot that me and my son will have to check out. Me and Jordan will have to get down there. Yes. Absolutely. So tell me, we know how important the chamber is to small business owners. I mean, it's, their value is just unexplainable. And so tell me how some key ways that the chamber help small business owners to grow, especially for those that think, like you said, it's an old school thing. No, it's the new networking. It really is, because it really is the opportunity to, when you go to networking events, you know, you may get some business people there. You might get a couple, you know, but when you network with the chamber, that's your family, and they're all business owners.
Exactly. So you have that support coming in, and then, you know, so many people are doing so much online right now. When mm-hmm. you come out to an in-person event, you're going to stand out because you're going there and you're shaking that person's mm-hmm. hand directly instead of sending them 20 LinkedIn emails just hoping they respond. But you know what I mean? So you're able yes. to just go there and meet someone in person and get the conversation started that way. So networking, it's a huge value. And a lot of people say it's not what you know, it's who you know. So the chamber can absolutely help with that.
Yes.
And then we also do, a lot of business owners like to take part in this. We do, it's very similar to a BNI, but it's chamber connection groups. And there are lead referral groups. So you come in twice a month and you do, they do a sales education segment, and then everyone gets to do a 60-second elevator pitch. And then one person that groups takes turns doing a 10-minute presentation. So you really get that deep dive into their business. And then at the end of the meeting is where you pass leads and referrals. And you might come in that day and go, oh, I don't have a lead to give. What you would do is you'd set up a one-on-one with someone else. In that
okay.
group. So I might say to you, April, you know, let's go get coffee on Thursday. We'll talk business. So the thought behind that is I learned your business better. You learned mine. And the thought behind that, we can just better refer each other. So if I knew someone who said I need HR services, I can say, call April. Mm-hmm. She'll help you out. So the lead referral group, it's been huge for a lot of our members, and it's free with membership.
Okay. And now is that on site, or is that in person, or?
So they've moved back to being in person too. So that we have three different groups, just because, like I said, they are category exclusive groups. So April, if you were in a connection group, there wouldn't be another HR company in there to compete with a referral for you. So we have bankers in there, real estate agents, mortgage bankers. I'm trying to think of some of the other, you know, promotional products. So. Yes. So they are back in person. The Tuesday and the Wednesday group, they're hosting theirs at Downriver Community Federal Credit Union. Big community room in their new headquarters. And it's been really nice to have it in there. And then the Tuesday group is taking advantage of the weather, and they've been setting up chairs in our parking lot on Tuesday morning there and networking that way, which I don't know what they're going to do because I think it's going to be rainy this week. But you know, they've been just saying it's too nice outside, so they've been meeting there.
You know, and we're in Michigan. You better take advantage of it when you can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. So is it Tuesday?
So we have a Tuesday group, a Wednesday group, and a Thursday group. And again, they're all category exclusive groups. So our Tuesday group is the first and third Tuesday of the month. Our Thursday group is the first and third Thursday of the month. And our Wednesday group is the second and fourth Wednesday of the month.
Okay. So they kind of alternate.
Yep, exactly. And then, so it's nice that you only have to commit to two times a month to show one of those groups. And then, you know, I always say you could go to a networking event and meet anybody. If you go to a connection group, you're going to see those same people week after week.
Yes. So
it's really good if you're looking to build some relationships with key people.
And that's the thing is building the relationships. And it's after the year we've had, I'm learning how important it is for us to network outside of just our common circles, if you will, but to get out and meet other people in other communities, you know, other cities. I think one of the things, you know, about virtual is that you can meet people in other states, but there's still so many communities that are right around you.
Yeah.
But a lot of times we get stuck in our little circle, and that's kind of where we stay, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it makes a difference.
Yeah, and this gets people out of their shell. And we also have chamber ambassadors. So if you show up to a networking event and you're a little like, ooh, I don't like meeting people, new people, I'm shy, I'm scared to do it. They're ones that kind of coach you out of your shell. They're the ones that talk to you and try to make you feel welcome. So we recognize it's not just as easy as showing up to an event. We just want to make sure everyone feels welcome.
See, like introverts like myself.
Exactly.
Introverts like myself. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so every city has a chamber. Yeah. And of course, the chambers they all differ because they all have their little uniqueness. And so tell me something that's unique about the Southern Wayne.
Yeah. So I would say just because we cover such a big area. So we cover 21 different communities. We cover half of Wayne County. So I think that's really a thing that makes us unique is we do cover just such a big area. And then you'll be, you know, in a more industrial area like Taylor, and then you'll go to Wyandotte and you're right on the Detroit River enjoying the beauty. So just the area we cover is just, it's so diverse. And so when it comes to the geography being diverse, so do businesses. So you can meet a lot of different businesses from a lot of different industries with our chamber.
Excellent. Well, I certainly enjoy, they pulled me out of my little shell to a certain extent, especially before COVID.
Yeah.
They really did. But then during COVID, like I said, like you said, the sparks, they kept going, and it was always a really good turnout, right? Where, it was always a pretty good turnout, always. And I'm glad it's back on in person. I am glad about that. So that'll probably be my like one little outing.
Okay, you have enough energy, introvert energy to come out for.
Okay, I'm just kidding, folks. No, I am an introvert, but again, the Chamber, Southern Wayne Chamber of Commerce offers so many things. So you definitely want to go and check out their website and see all of the events, because Jessica plans a ton of events. It's like, it's never a dull moment. The chamber, they're always doing something down. And again, the community, the downriver community is so cute. You know, you can go down there, you can see cute little resale shops, you can see just the most wonderful restaurants, you can see car shops, you can see vintage car shops, you can see vintage car shows, you can just name it.
Yeah.
And like I said, again, the down by the river is just, it's breathtaking.
Yeah. And we, you know, you said a lot of different businesses and areas, our events are really... Our larger scale events, they're really, what's the word I'm looking for? They're diverse too. So we have Randy, who's our event and marketing manager. He's working to put together our golf outing, which is sold out. So if you're a golfer, I'm sorry, you're too late. But we also have our Black Tie Gala coming up. If you like to get dressed up.
Yes. Me and Ayana was talking about, when is it?
It's September. I believe it's the 9th.
Okay.
But it's coming up, and we still, you know, the vendor booths are starting. It is the 9th. Yep. So the vendor booths are starting to sell out. So if you're one that's looking to come from your business to a lot of other businesses, or if you're one that just likes to get dressed up and have a night out, it's a great opportunity to come out. And then we get those restaurant owners to come out and pass out some samples. It's a business expo taste fest all in one.
I am there.
I know. I think
I've got to get my tickets. Yes.
I haven't taken my sweatpants off in months. I'm ready to put on that dress and go
out. Finally.
Yeah. So people are ready. It is a masquerade theme though. Because at the time when we were planning, we're like, we're going to have to wear masks, no masks. So we said masquerade theme.
Oh, how cute. Okay. I missed the masquerade part.
Yeah. I'm just trying to play with the current times.
Oh my goodness. I can hardly wait. I saw the invitation in my box and I was like, ooh, that looks like fun.
So that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of different events to pick from.
Yeah. It's always something going on with the chamber. It's always, and again, everything that that the chamber offers, all of the events, they give educational information, as well as networking, opportunities. And so that's one thing that is, I think is very key that I like is there's always come some kind of educational, something that's tied into everything, every event.
Yep. And then awards, we have a Women of Achievement Awards in October. And Ayana is actually one of our winners
for
entrepreneurship. So, you know, that might not necessarily be educational, but we're taking time to recognize those business owners and promote them. So it's all about promotion.
Well, that can be educational too, because again, that right there is really showing the value. Because a lot of the tools that we have as business owners, we're gaining from the chamber.
Right. Right. You're getting to learn more about their business and how they got to be, you know,
right.
Our entrepreneur winner and how she got to be there.
Absolutely. 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 So I tell you, I've enjoyed having you again. Whenever we get together, Jessica, it's always laughs and smiles and hugs. Absolutely. All the time. And so I want you to, for those, again, I want you to share something with our audience before we wrap up about the chamber and small businesses.
Yeah. So I know I keep feeling like a broken record, but come out, network, meet some people, especially now that we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel with COVID. You'll get a lot out of your membership. It's very reasonably priced. I'm the person to talk to if you are interested in joining, and I can kind of navigate you through what benefits are going to work best for you. Like I said, you might not be a political person, but man, that gala might be the spot for you. So I can help guide you to what events and benefit are going to work best for you. So it looks like April put up our website here. Check us out. You don't have to necessarily live downriver to network downriver. So like I said, we cover half of Wayne County. And so if you want to network within that area, you don't have to be located there to work there.
Absolutely. And that's, like I said, if you're not in this community, join your local chamber, because they all offer beautiful tools, information, empowerment, and connections that are instrumental and significant in you as a small business owner, growing your business, meeting the right people, getting in front of the right people, and of course, drawing us introverts out.
We're trying to, at least.
Well, you're doing a great job. You're doing, because Jessica just pulled me right out my shell. She was just like, let's grab some iced tea. I said, that's not a bad idea. And we sat there for 2.5 hours. Yeah. And I'm telling you, right. And one of the
surprise, they didn't kick us out.
Right. We were laughing so loud.
Yeah. We really were though.
So for Jessica, I thank you. It's so good to see your smile. Yeah. So good to chat with you again and talk about how important the chamber is to the downriver community, and just how important anyone's local chamber is, because they're all instrumental, again, in growing us as small business owners.
Yes. And, you know, every chamber is a resource. So definitely take advantage of it.
Yes, yes, yes. So thank you, my darling, for visiting and chatting with us. I'm sure I'll catch you. I'm going to try to catch you at the next spark.
I was about to say next morning spark. We'll pull you out of that shell.
Yes, yes. So I'm coming to the next spark. For those who haven't had the chance, go on to the website, check out their events, their networking events, so that you can meet folks and talk business. And just, you never know what connections that you will spark. Okay. And again, the chamber is so instrumental to our growth. They are, and they've proven, just especially during this pandemic, how lost we would be as small business owners if we did not have the chamber.
Yeah. So, like I said, that was our goal, to make it easy on you.
Well, you did a fantastic job, and I thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank I look forward to seeing you. I thank you for chatting with us, and I know I'm gonna see you before then, but I'm definitely gonna see you at the gala.
Yes, I'm excited. I just got to figure out what dress I'm wearing.
I get in the mask. Don't forget the mask.
That's right. Your masquerade.
Jessica, thank you so much for being on the show. I truly appreciate
you. Thanks for having me, April. I appreciate it.
Folks, don't forget to visit the website. I thank you all for joining us. And don't forget, business can be like a circus. So don't let HR be the elephant in the room. Happy Talk About It Thursday, everyone. Have a fabulous Thursday. Jessica, thank you again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye, everyone.